bury it. No place to go. Skip pass comes across. Ryan Bowling. Bowling wanted to penetrate in the lane. Couldn't get there. They're trying to knock the ball away. Here's Sloan Pelican in the paint. Pelican with a little underhanded scoop shot. Wouldn't go. And the rebound brought down by Blake Miller. Miller will bring it up court. The senior flips it out to the left side. Carney. And they'll reset their offense once again. Joe Carney, kind of the spark plug on this offense. He plays the point guard out there. Off to Blake Miller. Inside Carney. Big collision. Under the basket, trying to go up with a shot. Ball is stripped away and stolen. Jalen Behrens comes out of there with the basketball. 10-9. Knights up by one. Johnson Brock, their third trip down the floor to try and retake the lead. They've been coming up empty. Bowling into traffic. Goes up with a shot. Gets knocked to the floor. And we'll have Ryan Bowling at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. And the foul is going to be called on Bo Lee, his first personal, team foul number two on the Lord's Knights. At the free throw line, Ryan Bowling shooting two shots. He has 2 points so far already for the 5'11 senior. First one is up, no good. Bowling will have a second shot coming. Back onto the floor now is Zach Tesarek. Also on the end of the game for Johnson Brock comes Kate Davis. Davis, a 6'5 senior. He's been injured, but he's back on the floor. Ryan Bowling, second free throw attempt is up. It's off also. Couldn't get it. Johnson Brock 0 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. It's 10-9. Knights with the 1 point lead. They'll set it up, handling it. Top of the key. Bacard, right side. Miller, Bacard into the paint. Wait a minute. Going to have a foul here, I think, now. Perhaps on Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse called for the personal on Camden, his first, team foul number 3 on the Eagles. Be the Knights basketball under their own basket. They'll play it in baseline, right side of the backboard. Waiting to lob it in up top. It comes to Miller. Miller for the long three, top of the key. No, couldn't get it. Fossenbarger has the rebound. Caleb Fossenbarger will bring the ball down court himself with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. There's Behrens for three. Top of the key. Got it. Or Buckmeyer, rather, that was. Buckmeyer got the roll. Lane Buckmeyer hits the three-pointer from the top of the circle. 12-10. The lead is back to Johnson Brock, up by two as we near the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. There's a shot. Try for tip-in. Won't go. And the rebound brought down by the Eagles. Getting the rebound that time was Jalen Behrens. Fossenbarger, left side, Sloan Pelican. Free throw line, Pelican feeds it underneath corner. Behrens shot is up. Oh, couldn't get the goal, 10-foot jumper. Jalen Behrens just off the mark. Rebound to Miller. Miller down court. Fast break, lay-in, baseline right side. Doesn't go, it's tipped around. Fossenbarger comes out with it. He's got Pelican out ahead of him. Feeds Pelican for the driving lay-in. Shot was blocked. They wanted a goaltend. Didn't get it. Pelican had the ball up on the rim. The player went up and slapped it against the backboard. Johnson Brock fans wanted goaltending. I'm not sure it was in the cylinder, though. And it's 12-10. Johnson Brock still up by two. 3:20 to go. Now here in the first half. With the basketball on the right elbow is Joe Carney. He just holds it there for a moment. Now Carney with a bounce pass across into traffic. Miller. Right side on the way, long three. No rebound, Fossenbarger. 12-10, Johnson Brock up by two. 3 minutes to play. Sloan Pelican with the ball, and he travels. Pelican had the ball out here on the left side. He's called for traveling. Now into the ball game comes Will Funk back into the lineup. Funk, the big senior, he's the postman inside. And the Johnson Brock Eagles up by 2, 12-10 with 2:54 to play here in the second quarter. Into forecourt is Tesarek. Tesarek off to the right to Joe Carney. Carney looks to Miller, baseline right side corner, deep down in the right side, can't get there. Carney in traffic, feeds it underneath the basket, try for shot, won't go down, put up by Will Funk, and the rebound to Johnson Brock. Fossenbarger down court in a hurry this time, finds Sloan Pelican. Left side baseline, Fossenbarger for three. Couldn't get it. Hit the back of the heel and popped out of there. Rebound again to the Knights. Low-scoring contest here. 2:18 to play in the first half. It's 12-10. Johnson Brock with the lead. Spin move under the basket doesn't go. Ball is tipped around, and the Lord's Knights comes up with it. There's a three from the left wing that doesn't go. Rebound to Cade Davis. Davis out left pass, flips it out to Caleb Fossenbarger. And now Johnson Brock will come down and set up offensively inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half. Gave the ball up to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will be called for traveling. Camden Dollinghouse back into the lineup now. Leighton Behrens comes back onto the floor for Johnson Brock. A minute 51 to go, first half, 12-10. Johnson Brock up by two in a low-scoring contest as Joe Carney sets the offense with a pass to the right side to Bo Lee. Lee can't find anybody underneath looking for the cutter. Back up top, it comes to Carney. Carney takes one dribble and puts a bounce pass in the paint. Nothing there. Carney being covered by Fossenbarger. Into the corner left side. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called, I believe, on Johnson Brock here. Let's see. Foul's going to be on Nick Perriott, his second personal, team foul number four. That'll bring Perriott out of the ball game, and Ryan Bowling will check in to replace him. Nick sets down with two personal fouls, a minute 29 to go here in the first half. 12-10, Johnson Brock is up in the corner on the left side for the Knights with the basketball is Miller. Up to Carney, cross to the right elbow, Bo Lee again. Lee, no place to go, finds Joe Carney with the pass. Now Blake Miller holds it at the top of the key. Miller right side, can't get inside that zone, working to the left corner. Now a little hook off the glass that doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. They try to go up with another shot. Cade Davis in there battling for the rebound. Out of bounds off the Knights. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Eagles with a chance maybe to just hold it up here and play for one. They lead 12-10 with 1 minute to go in the first half. Fossenbarger brings it on down the court. Cade Davis into the paint. Takes it for a little floater that's partially blocked. Whistle and a foul on Will Funk. Funk will be called for the personal. And at the free throw line, Cade Davis. Cade's had a tough time with injuries throughout his high school career. Good to see him back on the floor here tonight. Averaging 12.8 points per game when he is playing. This free throw is up. Bound to be a little bit rusty. He's been setting out for a while. He'll get a second shot coming here. 53 seconds to go in the first half. Second shot for Davis is up and good. Cade Davis hits one out of two. And now the Eagles are up by three, 13-10 with 48 seconds to go. Let's see what the Knights want to just play for one shot, not be down any farther. Handling it is Bo Lee. Lee gives up to Carney. To the right side in traffic goes Lee. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Coming up with a steal is Dollinghouse. 30 seconds to go. Eagles might want to slow it down here and just play for one. They're up by three, 25 seconds. Fossenbarger, they're running a little weave. Dollinghouse gives up to Davis. Davis kicks it into the corner, back to Fossenbarger. 18 seconds to go. Fossenbarger in traffic, up to Dollinghouse, around left side. Davis for three, off the rim, no! 8 seconds to go. Down court in a hurry with the basketball comes Bo Lee. Thinking about the three. Long three, right off, doesn't go. Buzzer sounds, and at the half, in a low-scoring contest, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Lord Central Knights 13-10, your halftime score. We'll take a two-minute timeout, be back with our halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness one meal at a time.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oil, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's going to sound like I'm recapping a junior high basketball game here. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 13 and Nebraska City Lord Central 10. That's right, 13-10 in a boys varsity contest between the two pretty fine basketball teams. Let's look at the numbers here for the Lord Central Knights. Bo Lee leads the way. He has 5 points. Blake Miller with just 3. Hayden Picard added 2. From the free throw line, the Knights went 1 out of 2 from the line. They have 10 points. Johnson Brock leading the way. Nick Perriott has 5. Lane Buckmeyer also has 5. Ryan Bowling with 2 points. And Cade Davis added 1 for their total of 13. Only 1 out of 6 from the free throw line for Johnson Brock. So some missed opportunities there for the Eagles. 1 for 6 free throw shooting. Could have made a difference in the margin here at halftime. Halftime score 13-10. Johnson Brock leading the Lords Knights in the girls game earlier this evening. Lords got the win 69-38 over Johnson Brock was the final in that one. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute break, give you a little weather update, another 2-minute break, and then back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see cloudy skies, a couple of snow showers developing in the afternoon hours with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A wind chill advisory for Wednesday night. Light snow with a low of 0 and wind chills of 15 below. Thursday, sunny with high temperatures climbing into the single digits. Wind chills will stay below 0, though, with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. little bit of a warm-up as we head into the weekend. Sunshine Saturday with highs in the low 40s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high temperature right around 30 degrees. Monday, look for sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic High School gym. At halftime, the Johnson Brock Eagles up by a score of 13-10, a very low-scoring contest. We've got some other scoring updates for you. We have a final now. The Nebraska City Pioneers defeating the Falls City Tigers in boys varsity action. 79-44 tonight, the score there, Nebraska City over Falls City. At halftime, down in Falls City at the rack, the Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading Elwood Murdoch 28-11. That's a halftime score. That game, again, as we said, being heard live over on KTNC tonight down in the Falls City area. In the girls' game earlier tonight in Falls City, it was Elwood Murdoch defeating Falls City Sacred Heart by 9, 34-25. Sacred Heart, a very low-scoring point output in that one. I understand that Rachel Magdans left the game with an injury in the second quarter of that and did not return to play. So the Irish girls came up on the short end tonight to Elwood Murdoch, 34-25, the final in that one. Just a few seconds away now from moving into third quarter action here in Nebraska City. It's going to be interesting to see if these teams can get some offense going. Very well played defensive ball game in that first half, but 13-10, a halftime score. That's unusual in boys varsity basketball. It'll be Johnson Brock's ball as we resume action. Nick Perriott gets the inbound pass and comes to set the offense. Perriott comes to Fossenbarger. Long three by Fossenbarger that's up and off no good. Rebound brought down by the Knights. Flipping the pass out of there is Will Funk. Long down court pass, ball deflected away, grabbed up by Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse gives it up to Nick Perriott. He'll come down and set things up. Perriott at the free throw line, kicks it to the left side. Goes over with the pass to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer can't penetrate, finds Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger again to Buckmeyer for three from the left wing. Off the rim, no. Tipped around, and the Knights get the rebound. Buckmeyer almost got the steal there, but into forecourt on the left wing with the ball comes Bo Lee. Lee gives it up top. Joe Carney. Boy, they've really kept Blake Miller out of the limelight here. He's only got 3 points in that whole first half. Now Miller tries to penetrate, can't get to the basket. In driving lay-in up, shot off no good, put up by Joe Carney. Rebound comes down to Bowling. Bowling down court to Nick Perriott on a fast break. Perriott, left side of the lane, goes to Bossenbarger, has it knocked away from him by Miller. Bossenbarger gets the ball back, finds Buckmeyer in the paint. Buckmeyer to the left side, open look, Bowling for three, off no good. Rebound, turnaround follow shot under the basket. Bossenbarger got the roll and bounced two or three times. Caleb Bossenbarger with his first 2 points of the ball game. It's 15-10. A five-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. 6:25 to play in the third quarter. This is Tesarek with the ball. Moving shot off the glass, up and good by Bo Lee. Lee has 7 points now for the Knights. It's 15-12. The lead is back to three. Perriott down court to the right side. Dollinghouse almost bobbled the ball, got it back. Hands up to Fossenbarger, who reset the offense. Fossenbarger left wing. Dollinghouse for three, left wing, front of the rim, off no good. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Lane Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, his second personal, team foul number one on the Eagles. 5:58 to go here in the third quarter, 15-12. 3-point lead for Johnson Brock. Down court with the basketball for the Knights comes Joe Carney. Carney finds Blake Miller. Miller, right elbow, skip pass across court, back to Carney down deep on the left side. He's guarded down here, covered well by Lane Buckmeyer. Again to Carney, now Bo Lee is in traffic. Carney tries to go around Buckmeyer, puts it inside the paint. Ball is stolen away by Perriott. Fast break, Bossenbarger down for the breakaway layup. Got it! Caleb Bossenbarger on the fast break. They caught the Knights sleeping there on that and got the fast break play. 17-12, back to the biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. There's a three that's up and off, no good. Shot was launched there by Bo Lee. The rebound comes down to Ryan Bowling. Bowling, outlet pass to Fossenbarger. He'll come down for the offensive set. Fossenbarger flips it to the left wing. Ryan Bowling penetrates inside the paint. Here's a three on the way, right elbow, up and off, no good. Buckmeyer, and the rebound comes down to Miller. Fast break the other direction. Now the Knights want to run with it into the corner. Moving to the bucket, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ryan Bowling. Bowling picks up his first personal, team foul number two on the Eagles. Kate Davis checking in now. Davis into the lineup. Sitting down will be Lane Buckmeyer. Kate Davis playing sparingly here. He's been out with injuries. Waiting for the inbound. Knights with the ball in the corner. Bo Lee. Lee is going to launch a three from the left side that's off. Ball goes to the floor. Rebound Miller. Wait a minute. We got a whistle away from the ball here. One of the Knights ended up on the floor, and I think they're going to tag Johnson Brock's Nick Perriott with his third personal. So Perriott has his third personal, team foul number three. Perriott and Bowling will leave the lineup. Leighton Behrens checks in. Let's see who else comes in off the bench here. We'll figure it out. Baseline in the corner, down deep, trapped. Here's a steal. Fossenbarger trying to go for the breakaway lay-in. Fossenbarger lays it up and good. Caleb Fossenbarger has 6 points, all of them here in the third quarter. And this is the biggest lead of the ball game. Johnson Brock up by a huge 7 points, 19-12 in a low-scoring contest. With the ball is Bickard with the ball. Off to Miller. Boy, they've kept Miller a lid on him here today. Top of the circle, back up to Hayden Bickard. Blake Miller. Miller holds the ball, skip pass across to the near side, in traffic, trapped under there. Up to Miller for three at the top of the key. It won't fall, but a rebound and a follow shot, put back up and good by Will Funk. And Funk with his first bucket of the night. The lead is back down to five at 19-14. 4 minutes to go here now in the third quarter. Caleb Fossenbarger works to Kate Davis. Davis pulls up for a long two from the right side. It won't drop. Davis battles for the offensive rebound, couldn't get it. Miller comes away with it, pushes it down the floor in a big hurry. Back up at top, it comes to Miller. On the baseline under the basket, no look, right side, shot up for a three is good. That was Bo Lee hitting a three from the right side. I could have swore that was Carney that made the basket, but the PA announcer gave it to Lee. He knows him better than I do. Right side, Dollinghouse. Inside the paint, feeds it back to Dollinghouse for three from the corner. It's off the top, doesn't go. Rebound Knights. 19-17, the lead is down to two. Driving lay-in up and good. Bo Lee with the lay-in. We're tied at 19. It was a 19. 12 lead, and now 7 unanswered points by the Knights to tie it back up at 19 apiece. Here's Fossenbarger for 3. Got it. Caleb Fossenbarger has 9 points now, all here in the third quarter, and that puts Johnson Brock back up by 3, 22-19. Fossenbarger, the lone Eagle to score thus far in this second half. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Miller on the right side. They put it down into traffic to Carney. Handling it there is Will Funk. Around to the left elbow to Zarek. To Zarek. Can't find any place to go with it. Ball is inside. Tipped away out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. He was trying to find Hayden Bickard underneath there in the paint, and the ball got tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Here's Nick Perriott back onto the floor. I think Sloan Pelican also checking into the ballgame now. Perriott will bring it up court. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. 22-19, Johnson Brock up by 3. In the paint to the right elbow is Perriott. Perriott gets it up to Pelican. Pelican, free throw line, jump shot, it's short. Chases after his own rebound, not able to get it. Miller comes down with the basketball. He gets the rebound and will push it up the court himself. 22-19, Johnson Brock by 3. A minute 53 to go, third quarter. Miller in the corner right side, can't get free for a shot. Baseline underneath to Will Funk. Funk is trapped under the basket. Got it back out again to Miller. To the top of the key, left wing. This is Bickard with the ball. He tried to go to the baseline, couldn't get there. Up to Carney. Again, Bickard looking inside for Funk. No passes there. Miller gets the pass to the top of the circle. Carney handles it. Joe Carney dipped ahead, wanted to try and drive into the paint. Nothing there. Down to a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. In the basket, in traffic. Shot is up. No. Whistle and a foul. Probably on Kate Davis. On Davis, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number 4. On the Johnson Brock Eagles. And I think, I have to see who we've got at the line. Again, we're dealing with these white numbers on white jerseys. Bo Lee. Lee hits the first one. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Lee has 13 points in the ballgame. Second shot is up and off. No good. Kate Davis gets the rebound. Davis high in the air to take that one away from a couple of defenders. And it's a 2-point Johnson Brock lead with a minute 7 to go here in the third quarter. 22-20. Nick Perriott handles the ball, gives it over here to Jalen Behrens. Cross court to Davis. Davis free throw line, has the ball stripped away and stolen. They start down the court the other way and a whistle and a foul. After the steal by the Knights, a whistle and a foul called on the Eagles. Foul is going to be on Jalen. On Leighton Behrens. On Leighton, that is his first personal, team foul number 5. No fouls yet in this half at all on the Knights. 5 on the Eagles. 22-20 with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Around the horn to the left side, Bickard with the ball. Up to Joe Carney. Across to Miller. Blake Miller not able to get his offense going. Carney's going to launch a long 3 and hit it. Carney's first basket of the night. It's 23-22. Knights up by 1 with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. 1-point lead, 23-22 for the Knights. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Lane Buckmeyer on the right elbow. Gives it to Perriott. Perriott up top. Sloan Pelican. Back it comes to Buckmeyer. Underneath Fossenbarger in traffic. Fossenbarger's trapped under there. Skip pass goes across. Here's Pelican for 3. Off the front of the rim, no. Buzzer's going to sound with a shot at the buzzer from the half that doesn't go. And at the end of the third quarter, the Knights lead at 23-22. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've got a close one here. It was 9-8, Johnson Brock after one quarter. 13-10, the Eagles led it at the half. And now after three quarters, the Knights are up by one, 23-22. Keep in mind, Johnson Brock at one point had a seven-point lead, 19-12. We now move into fourth quarter action. Lords will have the basketball. Handling it is Joe Carney. Pass comes to the left side. On the left wing, Tazarik. There's a shot up and good for three by Tazarik. Zach Tazarik nails the three, and this is the biggest lead for the Knights. They're up by four now, 26-22. Downcourt pass is stolen. Breakaway for the layup. Couldn't get it. They're going to set their offense now back into the corner. On the left wing is Picard with the ball. Up top it goes. Here's a three from the left side. Good! And again, Tazarik, back-to-back three-pointers. 29-22, Tazarik with six quick points. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. We haven't even played a minute of this fourth period. 7:18 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was a 23-22 one-point ball game at the half, and in the first 40 seconds of the fourth period here, Zach Tazarik popped in a couple of threes, and now 29-22, seven-point lead for the Knights with 7:05 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock comes down to try and get their offense going. Ryan Bowling feeds it out to Fossenbarger. Jump shot, free throw line. Caleb Fossenbarger, wide of the mark, won't go down. Down court comes Blake Miller with the ball for the Knights. Knights setting on their biggest lead of the game now, up by seven, 29-22. Knights in command. There's a driving lay-in off the glass. Tazari can't get it. Rebound, Ryan Bowling. Bowling has defenders all around him. Puts it into the corner. Nick Curriott for three, left side. Nope. And the rebound down to Blake Miller. Miller pulls that one down. He'll come and set the offense. Works one-on-one against Perriott. Driving lay-in up and good. Blake Miller, with only his second bucket of the night, has 5 points. And suddenly, it's a 9-point lead for the Knights with 6:14 to go. Johnson Brock desperately needs points on this trip down the floor. They have fallen behind by nine after leading by seven back in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play in the game. Fossenbarger with a jump shot from the free throw line that won't go. And the rebound again to Miller. Blake Miller brings the ball up the court. Comes to the left side with a bounce pass to Joe Carney. Looking for the cutter through the paint. Wanted to go into Tazarik. Tazarik, who just hit the pair of threes, has the ball. Got a whistle and a foul going to be called on Nick Perriott. On Perriott, that is his fourth personal. Team foul number six on the Eagles. Kate Davis back into the lineup for the Eagles. Leighton Behrens in for the Eagles. Inbound the pass. Give it into Miller. Blake Miller. Off on the right side, Joe Carney. Here's a long three that's up and doesn't go. Kate Davis has the rebound. Davis gives to Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger almost had his pocket picked there by Miller, but gets the ball back. Fossenbarger down court to the right side to Kate Davis. Davis in the paint. Top of the key, back up top. It comes to Davis once again. Now Fossenbarger wants to reset things. Flips it to the left wing, Behrens. Davis for three, right wing, rims it in and out. Davis got his own rebound. To the right side, Fossenbarger for three. Got it. Caleb Fossenbarger has 12 points. They've all come in the second half, and he's the only one of the Eagles to score in this whole second half is Caleb Fossenbacher. He has all 12 of their second half points. 4:45 to go here. Falling to the floor, a whistle. We're going to have a foul on Johnson Brock. Trying to move toward the basket was Bo Lee. He ended up falling to the floor. I think they're going to put him to the line to shoot two here. The foul is going to be on Ryan Bowling. Bowling's second personal. 17 fouls. Still no fouls on the Lord's Knights. 17 fouls on the Eagles. None on the Knights in this half. They only had 3 fouls called in the first half. At the free throw line, Bo Lee. He's 2 for 4. This one is up and good. He's now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bo Lee, a senior, ready for his second free throw attempt. Looks to the hoop. It's up and no. Rolled off, and Cade Davis goes up and gets the rebound. Davis, outlet pass to Bowling. Here's Ryan Bowling coming down court. Goes between defenders, feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass from Bowling. Bowling on the baseline. Left side to Dollinghouse, and Camden Dollinghouse got the shot on the corner on the baseline under the basket. 32-27. The lead is down to 5 now. Knights with the ball and the lead. Clock shows 4:15 to go. Into the corner left side is Joe Carney. Clears it up top to Miller. Driving toward the basket. Here's a jump shot that's up and off. No good. And the rebound to Ryan Bowling. Bowling's going to bring it down court. He's got a 3-on-2 fast break going in the paint, trying to move to the basket. With the ball for Johnson Brock was Leighton Behrens, and Behrens will be fouled. It's going to be a shooting foul, I think. Yeah, foul is going to be on Joe Carney, his first. That's the first team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. On the Lord's Knights. At the free throw line for Johnson Brock is Behrens. Leighton Behrens, a sophomore, shooting 2. First one is just wide of the mark to the right. He'll have another attempt coming. 3:59 to go in the ballgame. A 5-point deficit for Johnson Brock. They're down 32-27. Behrens will try and cut into it here. Second free throw short off the front of the rim, and the rebound to the Knights. Lords now up by 5 inside of 4 minutes to go. Very patient with the ball. They can afford to be that. Carney to the left wing to Bo Lee. Lee's had a good night offensively here. Cesarek with those big three-pointers in the first few seconds of that third quarter just opened up a lead here for the Knights that they've been able to hang on to. Inside the paint, a little floater, shot up and off, no good. Davis with the rebound. Cade Davis, outlet pass to Fossenbacher. Down court quickly goes Fossenbacher with the basketball. Driving toward the shot, little floater put up by Dollinghouse. It won't go. Rebound Knights, fast break other direction. Now they decide to slow it down and not go for the fast break lay-in. Back it up and they'll set their offense. Feeding into traffic, they flip it out into the corner and it goes through the hands of Will Funk out of bounds. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:06 to go in the ballgame. 32-27, Knights on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
The clock here at Nebraska City Lord shows 3:06 left to play in regulation. Our score, 32-27. The Lord's Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Eagles led this game by as much as 7 points back 19-12. After the third quarter, it was 23-22, a 1-point lead for the Knights. And then Zach Tazari came out and popped in 2 quick threes in the opening seconds of the third period to put the Knights up by 7. They've led ever since. Johnson Brock has the basketball out of the timeout. Camden Dollinghouse being harassed here, almost has the ball taken away, gets it back, comes down court, tries to feed it underneath on the baseline on the left side to Bowling. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. He was actually trying to get it down inside the Leighton Barons. All right, Boston Barker will inbound it under his own basket. Oh, goes into Dollinghouse. The ball is stolen away. We'll have a fast break layup off the glass up. And good to Zarek with the lay-in on the breakaway. He's got 8 points all here in the fourth quarter. 34-27, 7-point lead. Ryan Bowling with the ball to Cade Davis. Davis kicks it to the right side. Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits a three. He's got 5 points. Back to a 4-point ball game. 34-30. This is going to come down to the wire. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Johnson Brock needs a stop here. Knights maybe just slowing things down a little bit. Oh, an open look from the right corner for three that's off. The rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. With the ball is Barons. Leighton Barons out to Fossenbarger. 4-point ball game, 2 minutes to go. Cade Davis, a cross-court pass stolen away. Another breakaway lay-in to Zarek off the glass. Up, got it. To Zarek on the lay-in. Suddenly it's back to a 6-point ball game. Turnovers have been costly here in the late going for Johnson Brock. Now Bowling across to the right side. Bowling feeds it into the corner. Dollinghouse thought about the three. Fossenbarger for three. Won't go. Misses everything. Davis saved it from going out of bounds, but he stepped on the baseline. Nick Perriott comes back onto the floor. Looks like taking a seat for Johnson Brock will be Leighton Barons. Perriott in. Barons goes out. A minute and a half to go. 90 seconds left to play. 36-30. Knights up by six in what's been a low-scoring contest here. Johnson Brock allowing the Knights to come down slowly and burn clock here. They may slow it down. 6-point lead's a big one in this ballgame. Top of the circle. No chance. They had an open look there and decided not to shoot it. Handling the ball. Oh, and now we got a whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock. Foul is going to be called on Ryan Bowling, his third. At the free throw line will be Bo Lee. He has made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Here shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off, no good. Cade Davis has the rebound. Outlet pass to Fossenbarger. Gives up to Dollinghouse. Davis finds Fossenbarger for three. Ball is short. Rebound Bowling. Follow shot. Doesn't get it. Whistle and a foul. And even the Bunnies won't go down. And that's been the story here tonight for Johnson Brock. We will have Ryan Bowling going to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Tazarek, his first, only the second team foul. At the free throw line, Ryan Bowling. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight, has 2 points. Here shooting 2, shot is up and off, no good. Bowling now 0 for 3 from the line. Just 57 seconds left to play, 36-30, Knights on top. Ryan Bowling at the free throw line. Second attempt is up, and it's off also, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. Down court, Lords across the timeline with 49 seconds to play. Cade Davis reaches in, commits a foul. Johnson Brock in that point where they're going to have to start fouling now. Going to put Will Funk to the line. Funk has not been to the charity stripe. He has 2 points tonight on one field goal. 47 seconds left to play here. 36-30, your score with Funk at the line. Free throw is on the way and got it. Will Funk will have a second shot, and that makes it a three-possession ball game now. 37-30, up by 7 are the Knights. Will Funk ready for his second free throw. It's on the way, and it's off no good, and the rebound comes down to Fossenbarger. Caleb Fossenbarger is going to push it down in a big hurry. Goes to Nick Perriott on the left side. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock with 40 seconds to play. 37-30. Johnson Brock trails by 7. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Red Randy Catula back with you here in Nebraska City. 40 seconds left to play in the ball game. 37-30. The Lord's Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Chance Link, our producer engineer for tonight's broadcast, doing his usual fine job. We appreciate you, Chance. We're back to live action. Johnson Brock with the ball. Fossenbarger driving, laying up and good. Caleb Fossenbarger for the driving layup. Put her down. 37-32, 5-point ball game. Inbound pass, whistle, and a foul. And we're in the 1-1, so we'll walk to the other end and now put the Knights at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Caleb Fossenbarger, his first, team foul number 10. So we're in the double bonus. In the double bonus now. Zach Tesarek at the free throw line to shoot two here. He looks to the hoop and launches his shot. It's on the way up and good. Got her down. He'll have another shot coming. He's got 11 points now in the ballgame. Makes it 38-32. The lead is back to six. Tesarek, who hit those two quick threes to start the fourth quarter, made the difference. Shot is up and good. Hit them both. Tesarek has a big quarter here. 12 points, all coming in the fourth period. 39-32, 7-point ball game. Cade Davis, long three. Short doesn't go. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. 21 seconds left to play in the ball game. 39-32. The Knights are up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
21 seconds left to play in this boys' varsity contest. 39-32, the Lord's Knights leading Johnson Brock. We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up at the conclusion of tonight's game. We'll be back on right after a short break at the conclusion of the game, and we'll give you a complete rundown on the individual scoring, the foul totals, and what have you. So be sure and stay with us for that post-game wrap-up. 39-32. Johnson Brock led a lot of the way through this game. We're up by as much as seven. But now they're down by seven. Inbound pass. Fossenbarger has the ball into the corner. Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits a quick three down in the corner and another timeout. Well, that's what they planned to do. Another quick timeout. So we'll take another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Eagles were down by seven. On the inbound pass, they quickly got it down to Camden Dollinghouse, who drained a three. And suddenly it's back to a four-point ball game, and there's still 15 seconds on the clock. Now, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen on a basketball court in 15 seconds, so don't you dare go away from your radio here. This puppy's not over. It is going to be the Knights basketball. They'll inbound it underneath the Johnson Brock basket. So you know there's going to be a lot of pressuring defense on this inbound pass. Perhaps a very quick foul if they do get it in. It's not over. Stay with us. 15 seconds on the clock. 39-35. Johnson Brock down by four. There's the inbound pass. They get it into Miller. He's fouled immediately. And he'll be fouled by Fossenbarger. Still 13.6 seconds. So that only took 1.4 seconds off the clock. At the line, Blake Miller. He has 5 points. He has not shot a free throw yet this evening. Miller shooting two here in the double bonus. Free throw is on the way up, and he got it. And that makes it, once again, a 5-point lead as Miller hits the free throw. Another one coming here for Blake Miller. He's got 6 points now tonight. Second shot is up. It's good also. Free throws when they need them. He got it. 13 seconds to play. Down quickly comes Fossenbarger. Cade Davis. Back to Fossenbarger. Long three. Got it! Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. I'll tell you what, the Eagles just keep chipping away, and now it's a three-point ball game. 41-38. We're down to 6 seconds to play. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, a few seconds ago, it looked like this game was over with. Johnson Brock hit a couple of quick threes here, and they are back within 3 points. But the clock is running out on them. They're down to 5.9 seconds to play. Lords will inbound it under the Johnson Brock basket with 5.9 seconds and a three-point lead. It would take a miracle, but we've seen miracles. Knights will inbound it under the basket. To toss it in is Miller, waiting to inbound the pass. They get it in, down court, and very quickly a foul is called. And now going to the line is going to be Bo Lee. Let's see. Bo Lee has hit 3 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. He's 3 for 7. The clock is down to 5 seconds now. Pressure is on Bo Lee here, shooting 2. He can pretty much put this thing away. He can just hit one of them, and he does. He hits the first one. Now it's a four-point lead with only 5 seconds to go and really not enough time, realistically, for Johnson Brock to score twice as they would have to do to get back into this. Lee's second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Down court they come with it. Davis with a long three at the buzzer. It doesn't go, and there's your ball game. The final score tonight, the Lord Central Catholic Knights 42 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 38. 42-38 is your final score. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap-up right after this two-minute break. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back inside Lord Central High School here in Nebraska City. Time now for our post-game scoring recap. The final score tonight, the Lord Central Knights defeating Johnson Brock 42-38. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Lord's Knights led tonight by Bo Lee. Lee finished the game with 15 points. Zach Tazarek also in double figures. He had 12. 7 for Blake Miller, 3 points for Joe Carney, 3 points for Will Funk, and Hayden Picard added 2 for their total of 42. From the charity stripe, and this is an important number, the Knights hit 8 out of 14 from the line tonight. The numbers for the Johnson Brock Eagles, leading the scoring, Caleb Fossenbarger, 17 points. Interestingly, he got all 17 of those points in the second half. He scored 9 points in the third quarter and was the only Eagle to put any points up in that third stanza with his 9. Fossenbarger finishes with 17. Camden Dollinghouse finished with 8 points in the ballgame. Nick Perriott has 5. Lane Buckmeyer with 5. Adding 2 was Ryan Bowling. And Kate Davis had 1 from the free throw line for their total of 38. From the free throw line in the second half, Johnson Brock went 0 for 4, 1 for 9 on the game. So 1 for 9 from the line for Johnson Brock, 8 of 14 from the line for the Knights, and that's where your difference is in the ball game. 42-38, the final score. In the girls' game earlier this evening, the Lord's Knights also took the win. The final in that one was 69-38. Don't forget, I'll be back on the air next Friday night, this coming Friday night, with the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll be traveling to Diller Odell. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Chance Link, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score in the boys' contest. It was the Lord's Knights 42, the Johnson Brock Eagles 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.